enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is the very first episode of A Good Squeeze,
a James Bond podcast that explores two different sides of the world of James Bond.
That's right. Where do we squeeze a little bit of James Bond into our lives? How do we do it? Why do we do it? What is going on right now? This podcast. August, give us a little bit of context. A good squeeze. What are we doing here?
So I approach Bond from the nostalgic point of view. I'm the nostalgic fan. It's been in my life for always, and it's been growing my fandom as I've gotten into my 30s. And Margot here.
Me?
Yes, go for it.
The best way I could describe it, as I've described it several times in my journey through James Bond and everything 007, is a kid getting pushed in the pool where I had no intention of getting into the water. And I just got pushed in, and eventually I learned how to swim. But I'm doing the doggy paddle, and August here is an Olympic swimming guy. Olympic swimmer. I'm an idiot. An Olympic swimmer.
Swimming guy.
Yeah, he's like Michael Phelps, the swimming guy of James Bond franchise. The fandom that we have been kind of discussing in these past 20 seconds is a spectrum that so much of the James Bond connoisseurs are familiar with. There's so much to say about 007. There's so much to say about the IP, as you've recently taught me, is a word and a saying. We want to be part of it. The reason being, we have two very different perspectives on the same topic, you know, which is the world of James Bond. We come from two very different backgrounds. We have two very different perspectives on it, but one thing that overlaps in our Venn diagram is the appreciation for James Bond. We want to be part of the conversation. We want to be like a part of the representatives of the fandom. And not even representatives. That's kind of a hard word for it. Sure. It's a little entitled.
Yeah. this is like it, like when you feel ownership of it.
Yeah. You know? I take that back.
This is my fandom. No one else's.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, certainly not the case. There is a big fandom for James Bond. And we're living in a dry time. You know, there's no new film coming out. And news is scarce, especially around this franchise. And, you know, I personally consume James Bond media daily, whether it is a podcast or a YouTube video, things of that nature. And even the ones that I choose to seek out are not having as much material as I'm sure they would want to. And, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world, I want to give back and put some content out there. Put some James Bond water back in the well. Because, damn it, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, there you go. Well, why don't you just kind of tell us, or tell us, the listeners, all two of us, that, you know, kind of like your background with James Bond, how you got to this point, because I'm sure, like, you haven't been planning this podcast your entire life.
No.
This is a recent idea, so, but, sure. You know, to give us some context, like, who is this James Bond fan?
You know, I was one of those kids that was introduced to the world of James Bond through the video game, 1997 video game GoldenEye. The movie came out in 95, but yeah, I saw this character in video game form, and from there I was introduced to the movie by my parents. GoldenEye was my first Bond film, and you know, I was obsessed with it, and my friends were obsessed with it too, so we would always play the video game and go on adventures and things like that, and pretend, you know, that we were James Bond. But through this time, my father started to introduce me to other films, whether he would go out and buy one or on AMC or TCM, they would show like the 15 days of 007, and there'd be like two a day or something. And
you gotta get them. Like, you can't. It's not. This was back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, you, this was.
Yeah.
You watched them or you missed them.
And
so.
there were times where I see a certain one was coming on that I've never seen before, and we missed it, or
yeah.
It was on too late. That was also the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like doing this, I was able to see films like Moonraker, which was my father's personal favorite James Bond film. So that one has a special place in my heart too. One, because of that reason, and it was special watching it with him. But in that film, there's the villain, the henchman Jaws. Jaws is in that GoldenEye video game. I'm like, hey, this is the guy from GoldenEye. But
context of the game.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Like if you played, like, you know, the Lion King video game,
mm-hmm.
and then you watched the Lion King afterwards, which never happened. It was always flippity flop. But could you imagine, like, being like, this is essentially what you did, but, like, you know, you play the Lion King video game, and then, you know, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the classic. And then you're like, there's a movie? Like, I'm sure that was very similar to that. Like,
it definitely was.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, that was like how it started in my youth, and I've been a fan ever since I was a teenager mm-hmm. and into my adulthood. But Bond has always been a place of comfort for me as well. That's the biggest thing, especially now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond is cozy. I pop it in and feel relaxed. And it happened during times of, like, when I was moving to a new place, I would pop in Dr. No.
That was the first movie you would ever watch in a new house, right?
Yeah,
or a new place.
And that's kind of been a tradition ever since. You know, I've watched Dr. No every move I've been on since I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just sets me in the right headspace in a new mm-hmm. and strange place. But during the pandemic mm-hmm. in 2020, when that was going on, every night I was popping in a Bond film to fall asleep to out of comfort. And
you didn't do this before the pandemic? I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, mm-hmm. that's when it started. Mm-hmm. And more or less, I've been watching Bond films fall asleep to for the last 3 years. There's stretches while, like, I always fall asleep to something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been stretches where I'm watching something else to fall asleep to, but then I end up coming back to Bond.
It's usually because you finish all the Bond movies, too.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of went through the run, and then you're like, all right, what's next? And then it just comes back. One thing that I find that's fascinating here, too, with you watching these movies as comfort, cozy, to fall asleep to, like, I know these movies as, like, you know, like, it astounds me that you can fall asleep to these kinds of movies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not that they're bad or that they're not worth falling asleep to or anything, but it just comes to show, like, how much of an emotional attachment there is to it. Like, anything can be cozy if you're attached to it. That's what it is. Like,
yeah.
The context of it and everything that it is and represents. And if you understand something beyond the surface level, that, like, somebody like me would think of James Bond, you start to notice certain things, the costumes, the language, the scenery, the music, the quips, the this, the that. Like, there's just so much to dig up from there that just kind of happens when you watch it over and over and over and over again. And I would argue, in your case, it's gotten cozier and cozier mm-hmm. and cozier mm-hmm. with every watch.
And I would even say, for you, it's just like an observation.
Mm-hmm.
Your appreciation for these films has grown because of the nightly viewings. Well, I say that as that's kind of more or less how it started, because I introduced Margot to James Bond, and maybe not the best way. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Do you want me to kind of tell you my intro?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, how I introduced you to James Bond, because that's kind of your intro, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% my introduction. The thing is, like, the only things I used to know about James Bond were, like, I knew, like, some British dude one time played it. I thought it was only one British guy who ever played James Bond, and then all the others were American. Like, I didn't even know James Bond was, like, English. Like, that's the thing. From, like, the before I met you 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, whatever, I, you know, knew of James Bond. I knew all the parodies. I knew all the spy comedies that, you know, came with it. I knew they were, that's where they were stemming from, 007. But I didn't know anything about 007 or James Bond or that entire world. I didn't, like I said, I didn't even know he was English. And freaking Austin Powers, like, yeah, blatantly, so obviously comes from that. And it didn't even register with me, like, oh, he's British. Or English, or I don't know what the term is. But, yeah, so my introduction to James Bond was just from, like, a bystander's perspective. I knew nothing about it. I knew he was a misogynist and that, well, okay, I knew that there was a side of him that was misogyny and there was controversy and he wore a suit and a tux and the gadgets, you know, things like that. Like, I knew the basics. I skimmed the surface and I was like, yep, got it, James Bond. And when you told me how much you like James Bond, what really, really kind of, what do you call it, set off like, this guy's like a fan was your James Bond bathroom. Oh, back, yeah, when you lived in your old, how many James Bond bathrooms have you had now?
Four.
Okay. I say James Bond bathroom, I mean James Bond themed bathroom. Like, there's Pierce Brosnan doll. There's a Pierce Brosnan doll that has the gun pointing at you and his head's like looking down, mm-hmm, at you while you're taking a little pee-pee. And then you've got Roger Moore staring into your eyes while you're, you know, once again, taking a little pee-pee. And you got all of the VHSs and artwork and Funkos just, you know, mounted on the walls. And it's not shocking. It's like surprising. You're like, oh, cool. That's interesting. That makes sense. Like, and then you kind of just get accustomed to it. But, like, that's really what, like, that's how much of a fan you are. Like, yeah, there's a James Bond themed room in every single house you've lived in the past, like, what, how many years?
Oh, I think my first one was, like, in 2016. Wow. So,
yeah. Pre-20s.
Yeah, Bond's a part of my life. If it's a part of my bathroom, it's a part of my life.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, you're saying, like, you knew there was existence of the, yeah, character. Mm-hmm. You hadn't seen any of the,
yeah,
films.
But that's, yeah, yes, I thank you for getting me back on track. But, you know, we met and, you know, boom, right there. You know, you go use the restroom, you're like, oh, this guy likes James Bond. But, yeah, you introduced me my first James Bond movie and I knew you liked it, but I had never really been... We were just, like, I guess, busy watching other movies. Like, there were a bunch of things that I hadn't seen. But then once we hit the James Bond milestone, like, where I was like, all right, now time to watch, you introduced me to Live and Let Die, which I would argue is one of the spicier James Bond films.
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
To quote Jack Black. You know,
when things are a little... maybe spicy, intense, or controversial or non-PC.
Yeah, not PC is really what we're trying to say here. Like, and this is not something that's a secret in the James Bond community. Like, yeah, like, he, as in Jimmy Boy, James, Mr. Bond, he says some, like, pretty not cool things to women, and, you know, maybe he mistreats other ethnicities, like, a little bit and kind of sets them aside. And there's this, you know, that's, like, what Live and Let Die did for me. I mean, like, there's even this, like, what is it called? The interview with Sean Connery and what was her name? Do you remember?
Is it Barbara Walters?
Yeah, something like that. She, like, asked him a million years ago, like, you know, do you think it's right to hit a woman? And he was like, absolutely. Like, he like stood up for that. He, mm-hmm, was like, yes, if she runs her mouth, yes, smack her. And then 20 years later or something, she had the same interview with him and she was like, have your thoughts changed on the matter since, you know, feminism became a thing or something like that? And he said, no, not at all. And then he smacked her. No.
You're saying you had, like, these preconceived notions of what James Bond, yeah, was, and then, you know, me, us rather. Yeah. We were just getting to know each other still. Mm-hmm. Like, we just started dating, and I wanted to introduce you to James Bond, and I probably did not pick the right one.
Live and Let Die definitely affirmed these suspicions of, like, the racist, misogynist kind of world that I had preconceived it as, you know, where sure. It was just like, that's it. And then we watch this movie that's a spicy. It's a spicy movie. Like, there's certain things that would not fly now. With good reason. But you see these things happening and you're kind of like, whoa, okay. Like, it's like I wanted to like it, but I was like, this is just like reinforcing my mm-hmm. thoughts on it. But
I'm pretty sure after it ended, I was like, wasn't that great? And you're like, I hated every minute of that.
But here's the thing. Did I stop there? No. Like, but that's what I mean is, like, this has been a big part of your life, your childhood, everything that's turned you into the man that you are now. And it had nothing to do with my past, but until I met you, then there was intrigue. Now, here's the thing. Like, I don't have a whole lot of that nostalgic connection with James Bond, but I got opinions. I got good opinions. I got bad opinions. I am involved at this point, and I'm committed to the James Bond franchise.
Yes.
And the thing is, right after we watched Live and Let Die, it left a bad taste in my mouth. But I would recommend this to anyone trying something new, whether it's like an interest or a food or an activity, something. Do it once. Let yourself hate it if you don't like it. Like, really just don't try to squash it. Be honest with the person you're doing it with. Like, hey, I didn't like that, or I didn't have fun. Then maybe try it under different circumstances with that same person, or maybe with a different person. Who knows what the problem was there? And then just give it another chance, because then what I think the next one we watched was.
So yeah. From there, we tried Casino Royale. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta do this right. I gotta get her back on board. You fell asleep fairly quick.
Okay. In my defense, so. It's a 2-3 hour long movie.
It's like 2.5. Yeah.
I fell asleep like within the first 15 minutes. It was during the chase scene in the opening scene. But this was during the pandemic where I was taking like 3 to 4 naps a day and going to bed at like 9 PM and we started at like 10 PM. So I was a little snoozy, you know? And and it, like you said, it's cozy. You can't help but fall asleep.
See what I'm saying?
that was my fault.
Then we got on the right track, mm-hmm. fully, GoldenEye, popped it in. You saw it, enjoyed it, and from there, that's where the idea of this podcast kind of is rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's watching things for the first time or retroactively reviewing them or, mm-hmm. or observing them, that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I'm the nostalgic fan. Margo's the newcomer.
That's right.
We're going on this perspective journey. Mm-hmm. I have my point of view. Margo has her point of view. I have, like, I was to say old thoughts, nostalgic feelings and opinions that are rooted mm-hmm. deep from my past about all these films. Yours are new and fresh, and, like, from your perspective, how are we going to go through this journey, explore this stuff, and talk about it?
And what's really cool, too, is you're talking about, like, you have this nostalgic understanding. It goes deeper than that for you, where it's not just, oh, there's a nostalgia and you have watched these movies over and over and over again. It's... As a result, you've done the research, you've read the books, you've, not all the books, but you've read Ian Fleming's writing.
Yeah, over the past year or two, I've now dove into the books.
That's right. You know every facet of these movies. You know the fun facts, you know the process that it took to make these movies. You understand the business behind it, you know, like it's not just the history, it's like the business. Why did they choose this person? Why was there such controversy with this actor being Bond? Why was there this? Why was there, like, all these little details? You have just enhanced your appreciation for it, and therefore I've enhanced mine. When you said I enjoyed GoldenEye, I loved GoldenEye. That really was what was like, okay, fine, I'll give this another chance. And with Casino Royale, it's not that I didn't like it. I literally just fell asleep, so I couldn't watch it, obviously.
And we have since watched it, and you enjoy it.
I love the Daniel Craig ones. Like, I think, and we'll get into that deeper conversation another day. But I, GoldenEye was just one of those movies that I was like, oh, this is just a great movie. And I'm not a bang, bang, pew, pew movie kind of gal. Like, over the past couple of years, I've evolved. But, like... And I've grown I've developed an affinity for them. But yeah, it's it really sets something off. And the more you learn about James Bond, the more you understand the fandom. And that's the thing, like dissecting our own thoughts, dissecting our passion for it. Where do we have, where is there overlap? Where do we disagree? And why? And how do we make this work? You know what I mean? Like, because we make it work. Like, mm-hmm. that's the thing. It's differing opinions create a dialogue. And that's what we want to really highlight in this podcast. And where do we use this in our lives, you know? Yeah. Like,
and you and I were already having these conversations, like, without a microphone in front of our face.
Yeah.
And through that, we were kind of talking about it and saying, like, you know, I have my perspective. You have your perspective. We have conversations about this. Maybe there are people out there mm-hmm. who would listen to this and feel some commonality.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I think that way, or I don't think that way. Mm-hmm. And maybe they want to create a conversation too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can reach out and we can talk, or you can just listen and, yeah. and you know, enjoy in your own kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Some things might get you a little riled up. Some things might mm-hmm. bring you comfort, but we want to hear it. We want to hear what you have to say about these things. And we have things to say about it. And we just hope that it, what do you call it? It like strikes a chord with sure. you.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I consume this Bond media daily. I want to give back to the world. Because there isn't a lot in, like, what am I trying to say? There's not a lot of new material to mm-hmm. consume. You know, I'm using this as, like, a way to create new material right. in that, like, we create our own events.
That's right.
And like have our own little celebrations or watch parties mm-hmm. or, you know, make a specific cocktail themed to yeah. A movie or a meal that they ate in such mm-hmm. and such film. Like, let's recreate that and mm-hmm. enjoy it and talk about it.
That's right. And a big thing with that is the crescendo of this podcast. Not the end, but the crescendo.
The journey where we're looking to go, but even beyond that.
Yeah, and where we are looking to go is for August and I's honeymoon is to venture out to GoldenEye.
Yes,
to go to Jamaica and Ian Fleming, you know, visit Ian Fleming's James Bond's roots. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to, because it's not his roots, but it's his roots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where Ian Fleming put paper to pen and created this character that you've grown to appreciate, that I have. I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, where the birthplace of Bond, go to celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And damn it, it's beautiful there too.
That's
so
right.
That's the plus. But that was the thought, like, hey, yeah. we're going to go there. Let's start this journey of watching all the films, mm-hmm. discussing them from our different perspectives mm-hmm. and having those conversations.
Right. And, not just going from like an analytical cinematic perspective, but lifestyle, this, that, mm-hmm. cozy, whatever it is that we want to discuss surrounding one film and, you know, and beyond. Yeah, that's what we aim to do. And
it's not going to be like, at least how I'm thinking,
yeah.
you know, things will move on. It's not going to be like reviews mm-hmm. of each film. In turn, you kind of have to review it to talk about it. But that's really what we're going to be doing, is just chit-chatting
that's
about
right.
Each film and yeah. thoughts and all sorts of other things.
And what is so lovely about this franchise, this fandom, is if you're tuning in to this, you probably have been looking for James Bond content. You are probably already a veteran in the James Bond world. Like, you know what you're talking about. We don't have to recap the entire movie for you and be like, so Pierce Brosnan is James Bond. Like, you know, we don't have to, like,
sure.
list the cast list and who directed it and everything. Like, there's certain things that are just implied within the conversation that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to leave anyone out, obviously. We're giving just the right amount of, we want to give the right amount of context for outsiders who want to join this. conversation, but there's a relief in knowing, like, we don't, you know, like, the pieces will fall together.
Sure. You know? And, you know, like, I guess the way it's being presented is I'm the expert, you're the novice. Mm-hmm. And so...
And don't you forget it.
And so people listening, maybe they're novices too. And this could be a good jumping in point. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I have my thoughts and opinions about James Bond. I align more with Margot, or I align more with Damn August.
Oh.
And, you know, and find some, once again, some commonality in between there.
That's right. And then then you guys get to vote who's right, who's wrong. No, yeah. I'm joking. Don't do that. We're all just trying to get along here. That's what we're trying to do.
And you know, I know we will find our voice. We will find our cadence and tempo and vibe, and you know, like maybe the audio is shit, maybe our conversation is shit, but or maybe
we're just shit. Maybe this is the end of the line. Sorry, my accent came up for a second.
Or maybe we're great. Maybe the audio is perfectly fine. Maybe our conversation is riveting.
That's right. And I will learn not to laugh directly into the microphone just for the sake of people's headphones. And ear holes.
This is a journey. This is a growing experience, and I'm very happy to take it with you.
Yes. No. That's exciting.
So yeah, welcome to our personality, people. Yeah. and welcome to this.
When you walk into like a house party and you don't really know how to leave, and it's like, hey, welcome to the house. And we're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, come along on this journey, mm-hmm. and we're going to squeeze everything out of this as we can, you know?
Nice. hopefully you don't get, like, Stockholm Syndrome, or you do, for our benefit. But, yeah, welcome, one and all, and hopefully we can fill the void of this dry spell that we have been feeling and have been affected by. Personally, in the James Bond world.
Community. Yes. And you know, there's plenty of people still putting out good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounded super pompous. I apologize. I didn't mean that in any way of, like, putting anyone down. But I guess in there's no new movie coming out. There's no TV series, no new books. There's in the what do you call it, the marketing district, I guess I could say. Not a whole lot's going on. You've got wonderful content creators who are putting out stuff to fill that void, and we wanted to participate in this to help. My last comment seemed very I get entitled. What's wrong with me?
Don't worry. I'll edit around all of that.
Leave it in. Let him watch.
But yeah, that I think that's gonna wrap it up real tight for episode one.
Cool.
Do you concur?
A good squeeze. No, let's keep talking. No, this seems fine. This seems good. You will be able to follow us on Instagram. Check us out on Spotify and
Google Play, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. There. Our home branch is Audio Boom. But
the Instagram, I kind of just said, look us up on Instagram. It's a good squeeze pod. Check us out, and until then, I'm Margo,
and I'm August,
and this has been a good squeeze.
A good squeeze.